Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Doppelt is with us, folks. He's a new friend. He's a senior fellow at the Sustainable Community, the Center for Sustainable Communities at Willamette University in Oregon, out there in the beautiful Willamette area out there. He's also executive director of the Resource Innovation Group. He's got a new book out called From Me to We. And it's all about you and me making commitments to the planet, to fellow humans and humanity. He's our new friend, Bob Doppelt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. My audience knows that I'm very much concerned about our planet too, Bob. And I've been talking about technology to not only serve humans, but to also serve humanity. And I think you're right on target with your work. I also believe that we've got to sustain the planet while we also sustain our economies. And I believe we can do both. I don't think we have to harm our economy in order to take care of our planet. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And I think one of the reasons we have undermined the planet, if you will, that is to say the climate, the Earth's climate system and ecosystem, is because we have separated the image of the economy as somehow separate from the way the Earth functions. But in fact, the economy is just a subset of the natural processes that occur on Earth, and we have to sort of reintegrate that in our heads. This is mostly a problem of our minds,
right,
in terms of how we think about
it. Well, especially when you take into consideration that so much of what we consume began as a natural resource that we took from the planet.
That's exactly right.
Some of it's sustainable, some of it's not sustainable.
That's right, yeah. We have to be very careful when we consume things that we're not pushing an ecological system over the edge by consuming too much or consuming in a way that damages those
mm-hmm.
systems. And we can do it.
But what puts people off a lot of times, Bob, are what I call the climate change zealots, who for them it's not a solution that they're seeking. It's a savior. It's a religion for them. And I don't mind people being passionate about something, but when it gets to the zealotry level, then you can't talk to them about, okay, you know, you can't take carbon consumption back 30 years when we did $3 trillion a year in economy, and now we're doing 15. You can't take that back without ruining the economy. There's got to be a way to find a solution in the middle somewhere. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. The reality is that we can reduce carbon production, CO2 emissions, simply by eliminating waste up to 30-40% in our economy,
mm-hmm.
Which saves a tremendous amount of money for every business and every individual. So, in fact, these are not contradictory goals.
Right.
Every business has an opportunity here to make money and save money.
There you go. Now, see, that's the way to solve this, Bob, is to talk to people in the marketplace about how sustainability is not, you know, a lot of people, you tell a lot of some people that sustainability is the right thing to do, and they're going to say, okay, where's their ROI in that? But if you show them how it's a best practice, they'll be all over it.
Yeah, that's right. There's a number of, I can list probably 30 different studies that have shown the money that companies are saving, the new business opportunities that are opening up as we try to address problems like
mm-hmm.
climate change, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we focus on that, rather than just sort of continue to speed forward without thinking about that we're just losing opportunity. We're letting those go by.
But where the danger comes in, Bob, in my opinion, is when people try to pick winners and losers. And the marketplace wasn't – the marketplace chose the winners and losers that got us to the standard of living that we have now. And the marketplace should change, should select the winners and losers as long as we all agree that sustainability is our goal.
That's right. I think that's the key. I think there will be winners and losers, clearly, as we move forward. The losers will be those who have not paid attention to their carbon emissions,
right,
for example, and reducing
right.
them, et cetera. So I think there'll be a natural winning out process. Whether humans can choose those or not, I don't think that's a really good approach. But the people running each company can choose to be a winner or a loser based on whether they're paying attention to those issues.
See, I would have liked to have seen President Obama 4 years ago, 3 years ago, say, okay, folks, can we all agree that sustainability is a goal? If we can all agree on that, we just have different ideas on how to get there. I'll show you mine, you show me yours, and let's see what we can do together. What do you think, Bob?
Well, you know, I have a lot of questions about President Obama's activities over the last 4 years, 3 years, but I always say if I was in that role, I don't know what I'd do differently, especially in the crisis he was placed with. But
yeah.
Certainly stating that we have a need now to get on a sustainable path, and then having that discussion about how to best do that, that's exactly where we ought to be. Exactly.
Well, see, what I'm doing in my little work here, Bob, is talking to small business owners about their sustainability. And the environment, energy, is just one part of it. It's not everything to them. It's a part of it, but sustainability is something that should become a broader goal, not just planet sustainability, but business sustainability, and it's all part of the same solution, isn't it? All part of the same idea, the philosophy.
Well, that's exactly right, especially because a business is really just a social system. It's a way of organizing people to produce certain goods and outcomes. And so if we realize that, we realize we can organize ourselves in different ways, and if the goal now is to prevent a runaway climate change, we can organize ourselves, businesses can organize themselves in ways that address that issue. They're going to be the ones that prosper in the future. The companies that fail to understand that that's got to be the goal now,
mm-hmm.
to address those issues, are going to be the ones that fail down the road.
And folks, kind of reasoned approach to sustainability is what you'll find in Bob's book, From Me to We. There are five transformational commitments that he says we have to make in order to accomplish sustainability. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm going to ask Bob when we come back, shouldn't American businesses be patted on the back for the way that they've managed their energy consumption? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.